Charlie Howland. I'm chief engineer and president at Warwick Mills in New Ipswich.
So I always like the filtered noise of the weaving machines and then to go into the weaver. It's really kind of an interesting thing. And old-time weavers, old-time weaving managers, really, this was a super important sound to them. And I often hear the old guys talk about the fact that when they left it, they were always missed that sound of the weaving machines.
This is an interesting site. It's a high-tech manufacturing facility now, but we've also been here a really long time. This is the third building that used the same water power site. The history of the Industrial Revolution, it's hard even to imagine how people did things before there was any infrastructure around electricity or transport or any of that. What they had to find is they had to find a site with water power, and that was what attracted them to the gorge here in New Ipswich. And they originally built a wooden building, and there are some fire hazards in the production of cotton yarn, because of course that's what they were starting with. And they burned the first two buildings, and this was the third building, which was built of brick just after the Civil War, and used the same water power. Always interesting to think about how they ran a facility with no electric lights. That's why these plants have the shape they have, because you didn't want to do anything that was more than about 25 feet from a window, because you didn't have enough light to see. So that's the structure of a six-floor textile facility. There were two reasons. One was the light, that they made them tall and narrow, and the other was that they always had to put them in a river valley, and the river valleys were narrow and deep.
My name is Ed Rogers. I'm a trustee of the Historical Society here in New Ipswich, and we're standing in front of a historical marker that marks the first textile mills in New Hampshire. We had several mills that were constructed from here, where you see the current Warwick Mills, this structure that was constructed in 1872. And over time, this mill and others were constructed. There was a sawmill and a grist mill below the bridge here. Above the bridge, there were two other mills. And then the mill that we're probably most famous for doesn't exist anymore. It's up in Bank Village, about a half mile upstream. And that would have been the first cotton mill in New Hampshire. It's a little awe-inspiring to walk over the land today, to see the stone walls that were constructed in the early 1800s, and to realize the effort and some of the characters that were involved in creating what we sometimes take for granted today when we drive by at 40 miles an hour.